have been seeing that's across the board on the East Coast and Western Australia, prices for land prices running between 20, 30, or even 35% above last year levels. So this sends strong signals for producers to hold on to their upcoming ewe lambs this year to rebuild the flock. If you look at what happened the last couple of years, there's been a big reduction in our flock. So these higher prices send very strong signals for producers to hold on to the stock they're having these years, and this might impact the supply of lambs going forward, which is also positive for the market.
And you did say that there has been an impact on prices. Talk us through what that's meant for the market.
Yeah, if you look at what has been happening both on the East Coast and the West Coast this year, prices have been, if you look at trade lamb prices over the hooks for processors, they've been moving quite steadily since the start of the year, from around 400 cents per kilogram of carcass up to $26.30 per kilo in July. Yeah, prices have been running well above last year levels, and the recent fall we've been seeing the last few weeks, it's more so related to the increasing supplies from over the last few weeks, which is relatively in line with what we see at the start of spring, and then that continues through up until September, October, November